Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. I just want to discuss very briefly the Russians in Africa. It was announced recently that Putin has invited 35 black African countries to a summit in Russia. I've mentioned many times in my books and on my websites that the Russians and Chinese were behind the liberation wars in Africa. The Russians were the primary suppliers of weapons. The Chinese also supplied weapons and officers, but the Russians were the most important players here in southern Africa fighting against the whites. And these moves by Putin on these black African leaders, this is very important. There is clearly something happening between the Western world and the Russians. And the Russians are re-establishing old contacts. But chances are they've never ever lost contact with the blacks ever. And even Zuma spoke of turning eastward to China, just like Mugabe wanted to turn eastward and did turn eastward to China. The nice thing for the blacks about the Russians is that the Russians and Chinese have no problem selling them weapons. The Western world tries to control the blacks. The Western world tries all kinds of useless, stupid, liberal, idiotic, malicious Jewish ways of trying to control the blacks and deal with the blacks. But the truth of the matter is that the Russians do it so much better. Even President Nixon of America pointed out that the Russians will sell their guns and their weapons to anyone who's willing to buy. And those weapons are the important thing. When Mugabe was seizing the farms and he saw that there could be trouble, he immediately ordered 27,000 AK-47s to be dashed to Zimbabwe by aircraft so that he could arm his people more. And the blacks of southern Africa, they know that all they have to do is sort of call on the hotline to the Russians and say, hey, we need weapons and we need it now. And that is why the Russians arrived in Mozambique recently. They were dropping off helicopters, advanced helicopters, and all sorts of things. And I'm recording this on the 21st of October 2019. But I have published a notice from the SANDF, the South African National Defence Force, which states that on the 22nd of October 2019, the Russian Air Force is going to be landing helicopters, bombers, etc. in Pretoria for the first time since the 1990s. It was in the time of Nelson Mandela that the Russians were here last with the Russian Air Force. And I think this is a show of strength. It's an attempt to intimidate. It's an attempt to send a message to America, maybe send a message to the whites of South Africa. I think it's just part of some what they used to call sort of gunboat diplomacy. So I think that the blacks in Southern Africa, all these communist blacks, that they are feeling weak and they are getting concerned by the West and everything that's happening. And they are starting to call in the Russians. And the Russians are the real power. They're the real military power. The Chinese just come to buy and sell. The Chinese are nothing. They're just a little economic power for what it's worth. But the real military power are the Russians. And we whites fought these Russians plenty in the past. And the biggest battles that took place in Africa since World War II took place in Angola. And the whites kicked their asses. At the Battle of Kuito Kuanavali, the South African army wiped out most of the Russian armor. and there were very few losses on our side. So it's just the blacks are calling in for reinforcements. They clearly are feeling threatened. Something is bugging them. But I also want to give you a bit of a lesson in politics, because politics is not what you've been told by the liberals, the Jews, the communists, and all the assorted liars of the world. Let me tell you how politics really works and what really matters here in South Africa for the whites of South Africa. And this world is very competitive. Don't think that the Jews have everything their way. Don't think that the blacks have got everything their way. They've all got big problems themselves. And being the scum-sucking pigs that they are, they like to turn around and blame the whites and blame apartheid and blame the Afrikaans people for everything. But the reality is, if these people were to be challenged and pushed into a corner, we would soon see where things really stand. As for the sudden arrival of the Russians in Africa and in South Africa and the Russians pitching up with their weapons, this is saber rattling, this is intimidation, and I suspect that the ANC and other communists in Southern Africa, because the government of Angola, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, South Africa and Namibia, those five governments are liberation movements, which itself is a fake story. They aren't liberation movements. They are communist puppets of the Soviet Union and China. And the Russians especially are the suppliers of military weapons to them. And they are the ones who gave them the real military backing that they needed. It is my opinion that the arrival of the Cubans and the Russians in Angola in the 1980s was because the blacks realized they were going to lose Angola to the South African army. The arrival of the Russians in South Africa and Southern Africa currently may be because the blacks in the region are feeling that their governments are tottering and they need the Russians here. So the Russians are here with the guns and to show some force. But there was a Rhodesian who said to me, a Rhodesian author who said to me a long time ago, and we discussed it recently, he said to me that he thinks that there is something to be gained from the whites negotiating with the Russians. And I like the Russians because, unlike America and Britain, who never give whites weapons, the Russians sell weapons to anybody who's interested in them. And I like the idea of approaching the Russians at some point and saying to them, what if we whites wanted to buy some weapons from you? Would you sell to us? Whites need to up their game, and we need to stop worrying so much about who could kill us. There are more important things out there than these junk things that you think exist in the media. The mass media is hiding the real facts about virtually everything. The fact of the matter is, in this highly competitive world, where nations still dominate, even though Jews in America like to pretend that the end of the state is nigh, that is just pure Jewish garbage. The truth of the matter is that the whole world is run by states, nation states. These states are very competitive and they're very powerful. And neither the British nor the Americans nor the Russians, nor the Chinese, nor the Europeans actually care about whites or blacks in Africa. They don't care about Nelson Mandela. They don't care about the Khoisas. They don't care about the Zulus. They don't care about the whites. They don't care about the Boers. They don't care about Christianity. They don't care about liberals or liberalism. They don't care about morality. They actually don't give a rat's ass about any human stuff here in South Africa or Southern Africa or even Africa itself. But what they do care about and what they will kill people for are the minerals of Africa, especially the mineral wealth of Central Africa, the Congo, and Southern Africa. Southern Africa is so wealthy, it's like the Middle East, only much better. It's like the Middle East, but with more wealth and better land, and it's actually probably the greatest piece of real estate on the planet is in Southern Africa. The British don't care about the Rhodesians, just like the British don't care about the South Africans, and the British don't care about the blacks. Nobody even cares about democracy. They don't care about whether you have democracy or whether you murder people. They care about nothing. And the same is true for the Americans and the Russians. All this stuff about morality and about doing the right thing and good stuff, this is just complete rubbish. This is total hogwash. What these people will come to Africa and kill people for and destroy them is if anybody gets in the way of the supply of minerals that are coming out of the mines in Southern Africa. That's the only thing that the Western world, the Russians and the Chinese care about. They don't care whether the people of South Africa are black or pink or green. They don't care who gets killed and who lives or dies. All they care about are the minerals in the ground. Even communists like Mugabe had to make sure that he sells his platinum to the Americans. If he didn't do that, the Americans would have gotten rid of him. The communists in Angola sell their oil to American companies. That is the only thing that the rest of the world cares about. They don't care whether this area belonged to the Boers. They don't care whether it belonged to the blacks. They don't care who killed whom. They care about nothing except those minerals. Everything else they say is just total junk. It's just a lot of weak politics. Nobody cares. It's not important. What is important are the minerals in the ground. And those minerals are in the ground, and South Africa has got the largest amount of it. But the rest of Southern Africa is unbelievably rich as well. This region is probably the richest piece of real estate on the planet. That's why everybody's here. And if push comes to shove, these bigger powers will kill anybody who gets in the way of the minerals. And if one of them can get control of the minerals, then they will do it. And that's what you've got to remember about politics. Forget every piece of rubbish you've ever been told about politics by liberals, communists, and Jews. They're all lying to you, and that's not the way the world works. As for the whites who live here, we can stand up for ourselves, and we should, because if we don't, nobody cares about us. Nobody cares about us. But we are a functional part of this country, and we have our own power and our own assets and our own skill bases, and we must not sell ourselves short. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.